For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
So tonight's a healing meeting. I pray that you come attentive to the word, come with an expectant heart, and understanding that if you need prayer, the Lord and his power is here, and he uses, for example, the laying on of hands. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So recovery is available. And so let's grow in faith and understanding in what we're looking at tonight, faith to receive your healing. So let's open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord. We thank you for your wonderful salvation that includes healing that's been provided by the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you, Lord, for that. And Father, I ask that your people be of an understanding heart tonight in Jesus' name. Pour out your Spirit upon us all, Lord, that we may know your words in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Faith to receive your healing. Faith to receive your healing. What you must understand is that it's impossible to please God without faith. Now, he has provided salvation, but we must be people that approach him the way he wants us to approach him, and that is by faith, by trusting him and receiving by faith what he has given. Let's have a look at Romans 10. Romans 10, we'll start at verse 8 and go to verse 10 of Romans 10. And you'll see here that there is a way to get faith into you. And of course, you'll know from what I've said many times is that the way to get faith is not to stay away from the Word of God or not to stay away from preaching, but to expose yourself to the Word. In fact, the Bible says to glorify the Word of God. Okay, so expose yourself to the word, attend to God's word constantly. Romans 10, starting from verse 8, we'll go to verse 10. It says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So where should the word of God be? In your mouth and in your heart. Okay, in your mouth and in your heart. And he says that is the word of faith. So you can see that the word produces faith and has faith in it. The word of faith which we preach. So is preaching important for you to be able to access the word of faith? Yes, it is. And see, to get it into your heart is not a random process. It is something which you must deliberately apply yourself to. As I said before, expose yourself to the word. Verse 10 says, for with the heart, and we're talking about the inner man here, the spirit man, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we can also say, with the heart man believeth unto other things as well, including healing and health and strength. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, whatever is in salvation. Glory to God. So when you first came to Christ, you believed the gospel, okay, that he took your sins, he took your place, and died for you, and descended into hell, and then rose again, all for you. He paid the price. The Bible says he was made a curse for us. When we received him, we believed in our heart the gospel and we confessed him with our mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So we see there has to be believing in the heart that happens. Okay, the Bible talks about those who will sit under the word and even think it's a wonderful thing, but in their heart there's a resistance to the word. We can't be like that. We make a choice to believe. I choose to believe. We know that it's a choice. It's a choice to believe what is being spoken. Have a look at verses 14 to 17 and you'll see a process here by which faith can come into people's lives. Romans 10, 14 to 17. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? So you can see believing has to happen, doesn't it? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? So they've got to hear the word somehow. And how shall they hear without a preacher? I think preaching is one of the most important works that the church can do on the earth. So hearing can come through preaching and should come through preaching. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Well, healing's in that good things. Verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Well, the gospel requires people to be obedient, to hear, believe, to receive. Okay. So they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Verse 17 is a real key. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It must be your inner man hearing that word and hearing it, and hearing it, believing it, receiving, making that choice to believe. Faith will come. Faith will come. So you see, without the word of God, there's a disconnection. There's a disconnect there. Without the word of God, faith's not going to come. But with the word of God, and the more you expose yourself to it in a believing way, then faith will come. Faith will come. That's why I encourage people to listen to quality sermons, to listen to the word of God, to speak the word of God, to read it out loud, to study it. Very important. So what is the spirit of faith we're to have? Well, it's described in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. Let's have a look at that. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13. This describes what a spirit of faith is like. We've got a born-again spirit. Okay. And with that born-again spirit, we have a spirit of faith because the Lord has put into our hearts. He's put into our hearts things that can respond to him so that we could be open to him. And so 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13, notice what it says here. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Well, we saw that in Romans 10, didn't we? We know that we must believe, and this is what the characteristics of the spirit of faith, but it's not just I believe, you've got to speak it as well. Speak it as well. That's what a spirit of faith is all about. You can say, I believe Christ died for me and by his stripes I was healed. You speak that out. Okay, you speak that, you might read that, but then you speak that out. I say, thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed. I was healed. It was accomplished for me, and I receive that healing in the name of Jesus. So the spirit of faith will take the word, believe it, faith will come. Faith will come, and we speak out, glory to God. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 3. You see, you can start off with small faith. Now Jesus talked about those with no faith. He talked about those with little faith. And he talked about those with great faith. So there's different levels of faith you can grow in faith. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3, let's have a look at that. That shows us that our faith can grow. But as I said before, it can't be a chance random process. It requires us to put some effort into exposing ourselves to the Word of God, to truth, and to believing it, making that choice. Praise the Lord. Notice what he says here, 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labour of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God, our Father. So they had a work of faith that they were doing, a work of faith that was coming out of their actions. And that work of faith was something that came because they were doing things in response to what the Lord wanted them to do. Of course, we know that we can say that we have faith, but there's works attached to that. And that speaking and acting according to what God is wanting is very important. I've seen many people that have said, I want to go the way of faith, but their actions go against what they're saying. Also have a look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 as well. And we'll start from verse 1 and we'll go down to verse 4. And we see their faith is spoken of here again. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly and the charity of every one of you all aboundeth. All toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. So notice, your faith groweth exceedingly. These are people, they're doing the work of faith, they're exposing themselves to the word, obviously, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. They are believing what is being preached and taught, and they're acting upon it. They're not just hearers only, but they're doers as well. So they speak it out and they put it into action in their life. Now Jesus used the phrase, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's have a look at an example of that in Mark 5. I'm talking about healing here in Mark 5. This is a good example. And we could see what happened with this particular person. So Mark 5, we'll start from verse 25 and we'll go to verse 34 of Mark 5. Mark 5 verse 25 says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. So was she in a bad situation? Well, she was, wasn't she? She had some sort of blood condition for 12 years. So even if you've had something that's lingered on and on, in the Lord, things can still be done. Okay, and not only that, it affected her finances as well. In verse 26, suffered many things and many physicians and had spent all that she had. So it had affected her prosperity. And a lot of times health and prosperity go hand in hand. We know that in 3 John 2 anyway. Nothing bettered, it says, but rather grew worse. Okay, now comes the turning point in her life. Verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus. There's the hearing. When she had heard of Jesus came in the press or the crowd behind and touched his garment, for she said. So here's the confession, here's the saying. See? She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So she believed in her heart that, and she said it. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, its internal power, the virtue, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Imagine there'd be many people touching him, but there's someone who made a connection with him. Verse 31, and his disciples said unto him, and they're thinking in the natural, obviously, here, thou sayest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? This person touched him in a particular way, made a connection. And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, now get this, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now this is important. Receiving healing, but not just receiving it, keeping your healing, because the spirit of faith will keep that right confession in line with what you're believing, is connected to faith. And it wasn't the faith of Jesus, was it? Even though Jesus operated in faith, clearly. He says, thy faith hath made thee whole. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, she could take hold of that word of Jesus and say, well, he said, I can be whole of my plague, so therefore I can be whole of my plague. And she took that word from that time forward. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Let's have a look at Acts 14, 6 to 10, which also shows that faith is involved in healing. Okay. Acts 14, 6 to 10. So I encourage you to build yourself up through the Word of God, through the preaching, through the teaching, through you doing study of your own and speaking the Word and reading the Word and meditating on the Word. Get that Word into your heart and in your mouth. That's what the Word of faith is about. And the spirit of faith is about, I believe and therefore I speak. Okay, so we're looking at Acts 14, verses 6 to 10. Acts 14, verses 6 to 10. It says, and they were aware of it, and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about, and there they preached what? The gospel. Notice there was preaching, a lot of preaching going on in the book of Acts. You'll see it right through. Not much entertainment, but preaching. Okay? But there's lots of joy in believing, remember that. Verse 7, and there they preached the gospel, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. But what was the key that he had heard? The gospel. And the good news is not just you can be forgiven and go to heaven, but that the Lord Jesus Christ has paid for your complete whole man salvation. So verse 8 says, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same, what's that word? Heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Okay, that perceiving part there would be a word of knowledge, one of the gifts of the Spirit. But he perceived that in this man he had faith to be healed. Isn't that interesting? Faith to be healed. He had faith to be healed. Faith to be healed. Verse 10 said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. Yes, that's a miracle. But notice that it's connected with faith to be healed. Faith to be healed. Faith to be healed. We read before, "Woman, thy faith hath made thee whole." It is very important to build your faith up. Very important to build your faith up. When I was first a Christian, one thing that I did connect to quite strongly was the area of healing and health. And praise the Lord, I did as a young Christian, because that's helped over the years tremendously. I didn't connect with the prosperity area as much. It wasn't until later in life that I connected with that part of salvation. But faith to receive from God comes through the Word of God and being built up in that faith. And, you know, you're exposed to the Word of God tonight and you see that healing is available and faith can connect to that healing. Okay? Faith can connect to that healing. You hear it, you believe it, believe it. They heard the gospel here, believed it, they received it. Faith to be healed, to receive the healing. Let's continue on. Matthew 21, verse 22. Matthew 21, verse 22. You know, I'm of the belief that there should be thousands hearing exactly what's being preached here. Thousands across this city. But they're hearing all types of other things, aren't they? Okay, but what we need to see is that we have an opportunity here. Right now, we have an opportunity here to hear the Word of God, to believe it, to receive it. So Matthew 21 verse 22 says, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." So there's a connection to believing and receiving, isn't there? Believing, ye shall receive. So think about that. And all things covers healing. Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Believing, ye shall receive. Glory to God. Believing you shall receive. Look at Mark 10, 46 to 52. Mark 10. Mark 10. We see another example here of faith connecting someone to their healing and wholeness. All right. So we're looking at Mark 10, start from verse 46. "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples," talking about Jesus, "and a great number of people blind, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had," what? "Heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth," and no doubt he knew what Jesus of Nazareth was preaching, "when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" So he's wanting healing mercy. In God's mercy is healing. Many scriptures show that. In God's mercy is healing. He wants to be merciful to people. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him. This is people thinking in the natural, you know. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. So notice he's saying. He's saying things out of a heart that believes that Jesus is the healer. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they call the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Verse 50, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. So he came to Jesus, the great healer, and he's still the great healer today. Verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might, he uses this particular word, receive my sight. Believing, you shall receive. Okay? And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Thy faith, it wasn't, Jesus didn't say, my faith has made you whole. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. So we've seen now several parts in Scripture which talk about healing and faith being connected, our own personal faith being connected. How important it is to grow in faith. How important it is to have a spirit of faith. How important it is to hear the word of faith. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. We mentioned earlier in the service that Isaiah 53 pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross in taking the curse upon himself. He became a curse for us. We'll read that scripture in a minute as well. But 1 Peter, let's have a look at this, chapter 2. And we're going to start from verse 21. And we'll go to verse 24. 1 Peter 2, verse 21 to 24. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an ensample that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. So there's the areas that we can follow in his steps. And then it talks about the provision of that salvation, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, this is as a consequence, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Looking back now at the cross, isn't it? What happened on the cross? It became a curse for us. What's in the curse? Sickness, disease, infirmity. Okay, all types of things, poverty and so on. By whose stripes ye were healed. By whose stripes ye were healed. Do you believe it? Do you believe you were healed? You were healed. You were healed. Jesus took your place and you were healed. You were healed. You were healed. I believe I was healed by the stripes of Jesus. I was healed. Glory to God. The reality of us being saved means that we have access to what Jesus has paid for. He has paid for it. Do you believe it? Yes. He's paid for it. And we have access so we can believing receive. Let's look at one last scripture. And then I'll give you an opportunity in the Lord to respond in faith. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Aren't you glad you're here tonight? Hear the word of faith being preached and taught. You know, the Lord uses us to speak the word out, and he does a work in our hearts. All right. So Galatians 3, looking at verses 13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us. That's past tense. Hath redeemed. Redeemed is past tense. Redeemed us from the curse of the law. We don't have time to go into what that curse of the law is, but you can see it at the end of Deuteronomy 28, for example. It's got a list of all types of diseases and so on. It talks about curse there. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, that's by his blood, being made a curse for us. Okay, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. So blessing comes on us because he was cursed. Can you see that? He took that curse upon himself. He's made a curse for us. And as it says there, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Through what? Faith. What's that other word he uses? Receive. Receive. Receive through faith. Believing, you shall receive. Receive through faith. We saw faith connected the people to the healing. Glory to God. You might say, well, you know, I don't know whether I've got much faith, but you know, the Lord is saying to us today, make a choice to believe, and faith cometh. Do you believe that scripture? Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Well, faith has come. Faith has come to us all tonight. The more we expose ourselves to the word, the greater we grow, as we saw before, grow. We can grow exceedingly. But we're all growing if we're approaching it in a believing way. Glory to God. Let's bow our heads and quieten our hearts before the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the provision of healing through the salvation provided by Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord, for giving us access by the blood of Jesus, access to this. Thank you that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. Jesus has made a curse for us. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord. Now, sometimes people have to get things, reminded in the Lord of this, have to get things right. And so just by yourself, just in this time, if you need to, ask the Lord for forgiveness. Whatever it is, remember the scripture that says, faith which worketh by love. You might need to forgive someone. But follow through with me saying, Lord, you can say it quietly, Lord, help me. I come to you, Lord. I offer myself to you. And ask the Lord for forgiveness if you need to. Forgive me, Lord. Wash me clean by the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. I receive your forgiveness.